All right, so lie on your back and begin to settle in. Notice those parts of yourself that just find easy support on the floor. Today's lesson is a lesson that Moshe Feldenkrais taught in Israel at Alexandria and I Street. And it's called To Weld the Breath. And the translator's notes say that welding is a literal translation, and perhaps a better translation for the English speakers would be to press or to mold the breath. So you can keep that idea in mind as we move through this lesson, that you're like being your own internal sculptor, and you're gently moving and pressing your breath with these little hands from inside. So with that in mind, just notice now, without adding anything to the natural flow of your breath, where you sense the breath pressing. You sense any shift in pressure on your back as you gently inhale and exhale? Do you feel the breath pressing upward toward the ceiling with the inhalation? And if so, where is it most prominent to you? And what about between your shoulder blades? Do you notice any pressing of the breath as you inhale? Now, please bend your knees and bring your feet to standing. And very gently lift your pelvis up into the air so that you spill the weight into your upper back. And just lower the pelvis, and just do that two or three times so that you can lift the pelvis in a comfortable way and hold it there. And notice, as you lift the pelvis, are you holding your breath, or are you allowing the breath to come and go easily? That's right. And so keep the pelvis lifted into the air. It's lifted a comfortable amount. And now, as you inhale, begin to press the right shoulder area. So you fill the chest with air so it's possible to listen to your right shoulder. And then you exhale and do that a few times with this image that right shoulder area can get rounder and can push up towards the ceiling.
Liz, are you lifting the low back off the floor as well?
That's right. Yeah, the whole pelvis. And you can come in and out of that. You can let the pelvis go down and take a full cycle of breath. You don't want to strain. And then lift the pelvis again and press the air into the right shoulder area as you inhale. And that you're pressing that air from the inside out. You're filling the lung, and with your intention and your imagination and also your actual action, you're filling that right shoulder area from the inside out, making it expand. Good, and then let your pelvis down and rest. Lengthen your legs. And now just notice, with as you inhale and exhale, can you tell that you've done anything? Can you sense any difference in that right shoulder area? Does it feel softer? Now bend your knees and bring your feet to standing again, please. and lift your pelvis a bit, not stopping the breath as you do that, and then push the air to the left shoulder, the left corner. And pay attention to where you feel this. Where on the left side of your chest, as you move the air up there with the inhalation, can you feel expansion? And how can you use your imagination and your sensation to gently push the ribs apart and soften the tissue so that upper left area gets more expansive, the inner space grows? Good, and then lower your pelvis and lengthen your legs and rest. That's right. If you're comfortable with your legs long, let your legs be long. That's right. And then notice, what changes do you sense in yourself? And now with the legs long, as you inhale, begin to protrude and press those upper right ribs. So fill the chest with air and direct the air into the upper right shoulder region. Direct all the pressure upward into the right side. And then you let it go with the exhale, and do that several times. And just begin to notice as you do that, that area from your clavicle on the right, your collarbone, down to behind your breast, like behind your nipple, that as you inhale, you can have this sense of little hands just very gently with the inhalation protruding and rounding that space. You're just molding that area so you have this greater capacity for breath, for oxygenation of the cells. Being gentle with yourself, don't work hard, just do it many times with that intention and that sensation of pressing from the inside to protrude and round the right shoulder region from the clavicle down to the nipple, from the inside pushing up. Good. And then leave that alone and just rest. And now bend your left knee and bring your left foot to standing. The right leg stays long. And push through the left foot to roll your pelvis to the right. So you put more weight on your right side, just a little bit. Keep the knee towards the ceiling. So you just push through the left foot and the left hip raises. You're going to roll to the right. That's right, roll. That's plenty. That just right there. You don't even have to go that far. And you'll feel as you do that, that you put more pressure behind your right shoulder blade. So that's the intention there. Push through the foot, let the pelvis roll right, and feel how you can weight the right side more. Lift your pelvis more then. Lift the, there you go. And direct the movement through the foot in a diagonal line towards the right shoulder. And now as you breathe in, press that right shoulder blade backward into the floor. Very gently. You're not moving the foot. Once your pelvis is rolled, you can just leave it there. And then press as you breathe in, like you're pressing that right shoulder blade down into the floor. And you'd have this feeling, maybe like a little fist rounding that right side back. You fill that area with air and you press into the ribs that rest on top of your shoulder blade and you press them back a little bit. Many times, every time you inhale, you direct the pressure towards the right shoulder blade. You can press a little more with your foot to feel like you're really putting more weight on that right shoulder blade, just to clarify the sensation there. And then leave it alone and lengthen your leg and rest. And now it's really interesting when you get to this point in a Feldenkrais lesson where there's an instruction given and you don't quite get it. You feel like, I don't feel anything there. What is she talking about? And at that moment in time, you have some choices around that unknowing. You can get kind of frustrated, or you can just start to imagine it. I mean, we say just hallucinate it a lot, so that if you're doing the action and you're going, well, I don't really feel anything right now in my right shoulder blade as I inhale, then you can just fill those details in with your imagination and see if your sensation catches up to your imagination. So now with your legs long, the next time you inhale, begin to direct the pressure of the inhale to your upper chest on the left. And you inhale and you fill that upper left area from your clavicle to your nipple. Little internal hands or fists gently pushing outward to enlarge and move that area upward toward the ceiling. And then as you exhale, you let it go. And the next time you inhale, you start fresh and do it again. The inhalation moves the air upward and to the left, pushing underneath your breast, up towards your clavicle, along the left side of your sternum, gently softening and expanding those ribs so that whole internal space gets bigger. Using your intention and your imagination and your sensation to allow that to happen. Good, and now bend your right knee and bring your right foot to standing. Press through the right foot and roll your pelvis leftward and let the weight spill upward towards the left shoulder blade. Just what's comfortable. And then in that orientation, the next time you inhale, direct the breath behind your left shoulder blade. So you inhale and you press that left shoulder blade gently into the floor, feeling those ribs that rest on the shoulder blade expanding apart from each other. You know, your ribs, your upper ribs go right up under your collarbone and hook into that big vertebrae at the base of your neck. So as you're directing the air upward and backwards, just notice how far towards the top of your shoulder can you feel that expansion there? How completely can you define that internal space for yourself? Many times, gently, you inhale, you push the breath to the left and down into the shoulder blade. And then you exhale naturally. And one more time, inhaling, directing the breath to the left shoulder blade, pressing it into the floors, defining as well as you can that triangular shape of the bone. And then let it go. Lengthen your legs and rest. What differences do you notice from when you first were aware of your breath in the lesson? How do you sense that whole upper region of your chest from your breasts all the way up to the base of your neck in a three-dimensional way?
Much lighter.
Lighter.
You feel much lighter, much less dense.
Oh, that's fabulous.
Less contracted.
Less contracted, lighter, more expansive. Good. And now check in with your jaw. Just see, sometimes when we're focused on the breath, we can actually begin to tighten the muscles around the jaw and the mouth. So just notice how you're holding your mouth and your jaw. Notice the muscles around your eyes. Just let everything soften into a little bit of a smile. And now with your legs long, the next time you inhale, direct the breath towards your sternal notch, that place where the clavicles, your collarbones, hook into the top of your sternum. And press and lift that upper part of the sternum up towards the ceiling. So you're moving that area away from your back. And then you're letting it go. And as you do that, can you feel the space inside in front of your shoulders getting wider and growing? And just repeat that many times in a very pleasurable way. You inhale and you let that upper area of the sternum just push gently towards the ceiling and you let it go. Good, and now bend both knees and bring both feet to standing, please. And gently lift the pelvis from the floor, roll your pelvis up to spill the weight up between your shoulder blades. And now press, with the inhalation, press backwards into the floor, that place that's directly opposite your sternal notch. So in the last variation, you push the clavicles and the top of the sternum upwards. Now go right behind that big protruding vertebrae at the base of your neck, and with your inhalations, gently press that downward into the floor. Again, creating this feeling that the front and the back are separating from each other. You're pressing your spine by that large vertebrae back into the floor with the inhale, and then you let it go with the exhale. And you can lower the pelvis between the breathing, and you can lift it again and come at it again fresh. Couple more times, really sensing how many of those upper ribs can you feel are pressing backwards into the floor. That's right. You have this sensation like a little, I like this idea of little baby hands just coming in and pressing that part downward, downward, and the space, the distance between the sternum and the spine grows larger. Good. And then lengthen your legs. Let your pelvis roll down. Lengthen your legs and rest. Now interlace your fingers and place them behind your head at the base of your skull. You interlace your fingers and you place them behind your head at the base of your skull. Not on your neck, but right at the base of your skull. You cradle your head and let your elbows come forward. Put your left foot in standing. Now lift your head. And with your head lifted and looking towards your right foot a little bit, begin to press your waist into the floor. Press that soft area between the top of your pelvis and your floating ribs into the floor. Many times, just lift your head what's comfortable. Oops. That's right. And you hold your head upward, and as you inhale, you gently push that soft part of your waist into the floor. And notice if you can feel your floating ribs. There are two ribs at the base of your rib basket that don't attach around front to your sternum. They attach to your spine and then they float. And in this part of the lesson, Moshe is very clear about asking people to sense how they can get those floating ribs to press into the floor and lengthen and separate from each other. That's right. So do it a couple times and put your head down and leave it alone and rest, and then come back to it. And it's really important in these lessons to do it in a very pleasurable way. You know, we're training our brains for new sensation, and it would be counterproductive to be training strain into the process. So look for how you can do it comfortably. You inhale and you get that sense from the inside that the soft part of the waist and those floating ribs are just being molded into the floor. That's right. Good. And then leave it alone and lengthen your legs and rest. You can lengthen your legs and completely rest. Compare the left side of your waist to the right side of your waist and see if you notice any difference there in how you're contacting the floor. And then once again, interlace your fingers and put them behind your head. Bring your elbows forward towards each other. Bring the right foot to standing. Press through the right foot. Lift your head. Look a little towards your left. The left foot can be soft. The toes don't have to be flexed. That's right. And just press the floating ribs and the waist on the left side. And see, how can you press a little more? Is there some way you could use your foot? And don't, if you're straining, be aware of that and put your head down and rest, and then come back to the movement again. Just lift the head a comfortable amount with the idea that the lifting of the head actually rounds the left side and helps it press into the floor. You use the right foot to press the lower part of the waist. That's right, and then breathe and press that whole soft waist area and those floating ribs into the floor. And you just feel that whole surface between the pelvis and the ribs, the lower ribs, just molding into the floor. You're becoming warm, soft sand on the inside. There you go. Nice. Easy on your neck. Good. And then lengthen your legs and rest. Do you notice any difference in how you're contacting the floor? Are you any more comfortable lying on the floor now than you were when we started? You know, the brain loves those kinds of comparisons. Oh, this is easier, this is better. And in the rest, if you take time to really sense those differences and enjoy them, then you begin to build these new neural structures that say, this is the groove I want to follow. I've been reading this really good book by Rick Hansen called Hardwiring Happiness. And he talks about how many times during the day, we really need to stay with a pleasurable sensation 10 to 20 seconds. That's all it takes, but we just need to stay with that in order for those brain structures to begin to implant, to get written in our code. And these lessons are perfect for that, because he also makes a big point that pleasure needs to be embodied. And I believe before there was any kind of neuroscience backing this up, Feldenkrais just had a deep instinctive understanding of this. Now, with your two hands lying on either side of your body and your legs long, as you inhale, begin to press the area right beneath your shoulder blades into the floor. So you inhale and you press with the air from inside that area under the shoulder blades, right at the tip of the shoulder blade, back into the floor. And now as you do that, try to press once the right side beneath the shoulder blade. So you inhale and you mold the right side of your middle back into the floor. Then you exhale and let it go. With the next inhalation, you're going to mold the left side of the middle back into the floor. And then with the next exhalation, the spine right there in the middle back. And do that several times, going once to the right, once to the left, once in the middle. And go slowly and see how clearly you can define each region, right, left, middle. And just notice which areas is maybe your right side's clearer to you than your left. Maybe you want to do the left 2 times in a row to help clarify it. Maybe you want to do the right 2 times in a row and then go back to the left and see if working with the more clear side informed the less clear side. Now continue that pressing, but interlace your fingers in the non-habitual way. Put them behind the base of your skull, bring the elbows together and lift your head. And with your head lifted, spilling a little more pressure into that area of your back beneath your shoulder blades, continue pressing. Once the right ribs, allowing them to lengthen and separate apart. Once the left ribs, and once straight down the middle, your spine. That's right, you lift the head a comfortable amount. You can let your chin come to your chest and your sternum slide down towards your pelvis. See if the lifting helps you to feel that area more clearly as you press. Good, and then leave it alone and rest. Now please extend your right arm comfortably above you on the floor. The right arm goes above you and rests on the floor. That's right, you might need to move your headboards out of the way so your arm can rest. That's right, bend your left knee and put your left foot to standing. And now pushing through the left foot, roll over so that your head rests on your right arm. You might need to several times. You don't have to come to it all at once. You can roll a little and then come back. Notice if you can breathe softly as you roll. Push through the foot, spill the pelvis to the right, and let the head just roll over and rest on the right arm. So see how far to your side you have to roll to allow that to happen. And just rest there. You can move your head a little. That's right. That's right. And now once your head is resting on your arm with your knee, the left foot still standing, you're going to take your left arm over the top of your head and grab your right ear or somewhere near your right ear, your left arm. So your left arm comes over your head, that's right, over the top of the head to take the right ear. So you make a sandwich. It's a sandwich. That's it. The foot's in standing, and now in this situation, lift your head and begin to push the right side of your waist into the floor. So the head lifts, you can push through that foot that's in standing, and if this is at all uncomfortable, you're just going to imagine it. So bring this foot up to that side. And lift the head, and then you notice as you press the right side of the waist and those floating ribs into the floor, what happens to the head? Does the head stay where it is, or does the head want to move? And if the head wants to move, what does it do? For most of you, it gets a little higher. You push through the foot, you lift the head, you press that whole right side into the floor. Feel those floating ribs expanding. And you can play around with how much to the side you're rolling. You can push with the foot and maybe roll a little more forward and see if you get a clearer impression of your floating ribs, or let yourself roll a little backwards. This is your learning laboratory, so you make each movement a little bit different. So you learn something new each time you do it. It's not rote repetition. Good. And then leave it alone and roll onto your back and rest. Extend your left arm over your head and put your right foot in standing. And now pushing through the right foot, roll your body onto your left side and allow your head to come and rest on your left arm. That's right, roll, roll, roll. You can move your head a little if it doesn't roll there naturally. You just get the head resting on that arm. So how do you have to shape yourself? There you go. Push and roll. And if you can't get there, just lie on your side and imagine it. And now with the right arm, grab over the top of your head to get the left ear. Lift the head. And now pushing through the foot and lifting the head, begin to press that whole left side into the floor. And feel the soft part of the waist molding and pressing, and those floating ribs lengthening and expanding. That's right. Press with the foot, press with the side, press the waist into the floor. Notice what happens to the head. Every time you press, the head lifts a little. You can sense the pelvis and the elbow coming closer to each other. Okay. Spread your awareness and check in with the jaw and the eyes. That's right. Good. And then leave it alone and roll on your back and rest. Roll over onto your stomach, please. On your stomach, yeah. And extend your arms over your head in a comfortable way. And just, you can look down with your head, or you can choose one side or the other to look to. Just make your neck comfortable in this situation. And now as you inhale, begin to press the sternum and the belly into the floor. So you inhale and you press the belly into the floor. And the diaphragm connects around the lowest ribs and at the base of the sternum. It continues and all the way around and connects to your spine, but in this orientation, you're thinking about pressing the belly and pressing the diaphragm into the floor. You inhale and you have whatever image you're working with, little fists, little hands. Very gently pressing the belly into the floor. And see, as you're pressing like this, can you have a feeling of your floating ribs pressing into the floor? Do you feel them maybe protruding more outwards? And then notice as you inhale and you press the belly into the floor, you may also feel the back expanding away from the belly. And now bend your right knee and slide it upwards to about the knee. The leg stays on the floor. You just bend the knee and slide the knee on the floor to the right. So the lower leg stays on the floor. You're going to bend the knee and slide the knee up towards your right shoulder. That's right. You slide the... Just... If you can't do it, you just stay there and imagine
it.
Yeah, that's okay. Now place your head on your left arm. So with the knee extended to the right, roll a little bit over so your head rests on your left arm. That's right. The knees out to the side there. Lift your head with the right hand, making that package and lifting the head. And now in this orientation, kind of half on your belly and half on your side, begin to press the ribs under your armpit into the floor. That's right. You inhale and you press, and you see how in this orientation, you can really access those tiny little ribs that sit up underneath your armpit. You look for them in your awareness with your kinesthetic eye, zoom in there and press. And remember, the imagining is as good as the doing. It's better to imagine something fully and completely with pleasure than to wrench yourself into an uncomfortable position. Good. Several times. And as you press, what happens to your head? Does the head move at all? The next time you press, try lifting your head a little and see if the actually consciously lifting the head helps you to press those and separate those ribs under your armpit a little more. That's good. And then leave it alone and rest any way you're comfortable. You can rest on your belly, on your side, on your back. Sense yourself in resting now. What's the quality of your rest? Your overall sense of comfort and ease. Roll back onto your belly and bring your left leg up, your right arm long above your head. Roll yourself over so your head rests on the long right arm. That's right. And in that position, take a hold of your right ear with your left hand. And once again, on this side, as you inhale, press the upper ribs into the floor. You press high up. The top arm holds the other ear. So you're going to take your left arm and hold your right ear. That's right. Over the top of your head, you make a sandwich. That's right. A little package. And now you lift the head a little bit. And as you inhale, press those upper ribs as high up as you can feel. And again, there's no restriction on how you keep your torso. So one time you might roll a little more forward and see if you can get the upper ribs more on your chest area. You press under the armpit itself. You press the ribs below the armpit. Weld them, mold them gently and easily into the floor, lengthening that whole side. Many times with easy breaths, you just push those ribs and the armpit outward and into the floor. Nice. And then leave it alone and rest on your back, please. Get an overall sense of the volume of your breath now. Where do you feel expansion with the inhalation? Roll back over onto your belly. Stretch your right arm long above your head and tuck your left toes as if for running. So the right arm is long above your head is down. Your left toes are tucked underneath as if you're just the left toes are tucked, the right toes are long. And the right arm tucked under as if. So you bring them up, you bring the left toes up towards your pelvis. The foot lies on the floor, the whole leg lies on the floor, and you just flex your foot so your toes touch the floor. That's right, the heels up in the air. Perfect. And now push through your left foot to roll yourself onto your right side. So you push through the left foot, the left leg lengthens, that's it. And you roll on and just stay there. Roll back. You're only going to roll far enough so that your head rests on your hand. You're still pretty much on your belly. So roll back onto your belly and do it again. And you just press gently just until you've lengthened and pressed right there. That's perfect. That's good. And now in this position, begin to breathe in and press the ribs in the upper front part of your chest into the floor. It's that same movement we did in the very beginning, lying on our back, where we were using, as we inhaled, we were pressing and rounding the right side into the floor. Now we're doing it with that area contacting the floor. So you push a little bit with your foot to spill the weight up into that right upper area of your chest and you press those ribs. That's right, gently, breathing gently and pressing. You press the front of the chest around the collarbone, around the nipple. That's right, and then rest. Rest in any way that's comfortable for you. Now change the orientation of your arms and your feet so the left arm will be long above your head. The right toes will be in standing. That's right, left arm long, right toes tucked under. That's right, that's good. The right arm just rests comfortably by your side, wherever it's comfortable. That's right, it can halo your head or rest at your side. And now push through the toes to allow the head to come over and roll onto the long arm. And with your head resting on the arm, you can feel the contact of that upper part of your chest by your clavicle. And push through the toes to lengthen and press that area into the floor as you inhale. And press from the inside out, molding that upper region into the floor. The whole upper chest on the left and under the left armpit, you can sense it, you can imagine it, you press it with the breath, those little hands gently molding that area to the floor. And which ribs touch clearly? And which ribs don't touch so clearly? And can you, on the next inhalation, bring some focus there, a little spotlight on that area to make it more clear? Good, and leave it alone and rest. Rest on your belly. Now extend both arms over your head in a comfortable way and tuck both feet so the toes are as if for running, the feet are flexed, the heels are towards the ceiling. That's right. And now you push through both of your toes to lengthen yourself with the intention of pressing your clavicles and that upper part of your sternum into the floor. So it may help in this situation to look towards the wall in front of you. So you lengthen your throat. That's it. That's it. And you press the sternum, the clavicles, the upper ribs into the floor with the inhalation. And then with the exhalation, let it go. And do that many times, not powerfully, just many times. That's right. Each time noticing how high up on your chest you can use the breath to press and pancake yourself out onto the floor. I think it's a really idea, especially for women in our culture, maybe in many cultures, to allow the chest to be big and expansive. We usually hide and withdraw into ourselves, and this whole lesson is about making us kind of more like the Michelin Man. So leave it alone and roll onto your back and take a rest. What would the female equivalent of the Michelin Man be? On your back, bring both feet to standing, please. Interlace your fingers behind your, and place them behind your head, the elbows coming forward. Lift your head. And now, as you exhale, you're going to draw your abdomen in so the abdomen hollows and you feel it kind of lifting up underneath your sternum. And as you do that, you feel your chest get bigger. And then exhale and let it go. And just get familiar with that movement, that now as you exhale, you can draw the abdomen in and up. And that expands the chest. And you can lower your head between and let it go. It's not a sit-up. You don't want to be wrenching your head up each time. You just lift the head and leave it there. Exhale, pull the abdomen up and under to expand the chest. And then inhale and let it go. Exhale, hollow the abdomen to expand the chest and let it go. That's right. And in this lesson, at the end of the lesson, Moshe says, do that 30 times, then rest. I say you do it as many times as is comfortable and then rest. And get curious about how you can expand the entire rib basket with the exhale as well as the inhale. And what parts expand clearly? How high up is the expansion? Good. And when you're satisfied, lower your head, lengthen your legs, and rest. Sense your internal space now as you lie. What's the volume of your breath? How is your waist resting on the floor now? When you're ready, roll to your side and come to sit and then come to stand. sense yourself in standing, and then take it into a walk, and as you walk, stay with your breath and your sensation of your breath. And thank you.